to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is the third day of May 2006, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. On today's program, I've got Jim Gilchrist coming up. He is the president of the Minutemen. We will have him on the program. And first hour, I've got Ted Pike on the program, simply because they're getting ready to pass hate legislation. This legislation has been in Canada for more than 30 years, and we all know that you can't talk about anything in Canada if it bends somebody's feelings. Well, that's the same thing that they have planned here for America. And, you know, it's ironic, folks. We're getting ready to go into Iran. Yeah. And somebody notice out there, my wife said this. Have you noticed the spraying has stopped? Have you noticed that the spraying, the chemtrails have been, well, severely curtailed in the country? Could they be using the planes that they've been using for that, for military transport? Is this the run-up to Iran? There's a good possibility of that. And if you're not reeling from sticker shock at the pump right now, just hang on to your pumps out there, folks, because we go into Iran, you're going to see oil more than $100 a barrel, which is really ironic because one of my guys here came up with a story from Stansberry Online. Hidden 1,000 feet beneath the surface of the Rocky Mountains lies the largest untapped oil reserves in the entire world, more than 2 trillion barrels. 5 months ago, the U.S. Energy Department announced the results of the land survey was conducted to determine the official amount of oil 1,000 feet deep in the Rocky Mountains. We have more oil inside of our own borders than all other proven reserves on planet Earth. 8 times as much oil as Saudi Arabia, 18 times as much as Iraq, 21 times as much as Kuwait, 22 times as much as Iran, and 500 times as much as Yemen. And let us not forget Anwar Bay, which has already been drilled. Of course, the pipelines are not moving the oil, and when they are, not to capacity, but 40% of it is going to our friends over in Japan. But I'm not even talking about Gull Island, which is enough oil in Gull Island to run our energy needs at present consumption levels for the next 200 years. Do you think somebody's playing games here? Well, on top of illegals marching in our streets making demands, on top of the contrived oil crisis out there, on top of George Bush's war for Israel in the Middle East, soon to go in Iran, I think we got enough on our plate right now to keep us very, very busy. But hold the line, folks. If they get their way in Washington, D.C. about these hate crime laws, talk radio could be a thing of the past, unless, of course, you're Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or somebody like that. You got to be government approved, stamped, and you got to be bought and paid for in order to be in their club, and then you get to talk. But talk, as you're hearing on this network on a daily basis, could be very much in danger. We'll talk to the Reverend Ted Pike, one of the true trailblazers out there and leaders of this. We'll talk with him right after this break. ¶¶
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
National Intel Report here. I've got Ted Pike with me this afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Pike.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's getting kind of weird out there. I heard you on Derry Brownfield this morning, and I'm very glad. He's got about 70 stations that pick him up, and I'm very glad that you had the opportunity to be on his program today.
Yes, we really have a real crisis, a dangerous situation that now exists in Congress. Senator Edward Kennedy says that he can pass the federal anti-hate bill. That's the same bill that was approved by the House of Representatives last October in the Senate. He says he can do it within 45 minutes to an hour. And he wants to do that just as soon as the Sex Offenders Registration Act, that's S-1086, is introduced into the House. There's been a two-session-long standoff between Kennedy and Frist, Senate Majority Leader Frist, has vowed he will not introduce the sex offenders bill because it'll give Kennedy the opportunity to stand to his feet and basically get the approval of the Senate in order to attach that the hate bill, that is, back onto the sex offenders bill. And
you know,
Kennedy isn't bluffing.
Yeah.
He's not bluffing. He's got 65 a couple of years ago, he had 65-33 in favor of the hate bill. He knows he still has that kind of a majority.
Well, and I, first of all, let's backtrack a little bit here. According to the ADL, if you're into pornography, that's kind of free speech issue. If you are into anything else that we would consider to be the antithesis to being the American way, as far as they're concerned, it's okay. But if you want to get on the airwaves and talk about homosexuality or anything of that nature, then you're a hate monger. If you want to talk about Israel, you could be a hate monger. And the problem that I'm having here is we have an increase in sexual crimes, I guess you could call them, inside the United States. And it used to be, Reverend, that if you wanted pornography, it showed up at your house in something wrapped in a brown paper. It wasn't available on television. It certainly wasn't available on the Internet. And for all of these groups out there that are trying to say that we're just there to protect the children, have they lost their minds? Didn't they realize they opened up the floodgates here? To me, it's like having a prisoner that's in solitary confinement for the rest of his life, plopping a year's full of syringes and a couple pounds of heroin in his jail cell and tell him, you know, don't touch that.
Yeah. Well, there is a tremendous double standard. Of course, the Internet now is completely dominated by pornography, including child pornography and so on. And the ADL thinks that's wonderful, but a program like we're on today would be called Cyber Hate. And the ADL is working not only nationally in the United States, but they're working internationally with their 55-member nation think tank and hate crimes tribunal being set up in Europe. It's called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, and they are delegating the best cyber minds in the world to try to and legal experts to find a way to end programs such as are featured on your network.
Now, you're speaking about the international network against cyber hate.
Yeah, that's coming out of this 55 member nation ADL inspired hate crimes Gestapo, which is being established in Europe. And of course, they don't have any problem with pornography. They like pornography because it breaks down Christian civilization, but they hate programs like yours and what I'm doing because we build up Christian Western society.
Well, it's certainly taken some hits. The ADL, along with its brethren out there, whether it be Southern Perversion Law, I mean, we were actually successful in chasing Morris Dees back down the hole from whence he came. He can't even do television. He can't do television anymore. He can't even do radio anymore, because anytime this guy gets on the airwaves, there's a caller that calls in and goes, "Well, wait a minute here." And then brings up his divorce proceedings or what he did in the Watergate Hotel in front of his wife as an anniversary gift.
That's very encouraging, John, because there's such a mood of depression and cynicism even on the far right. You know, we can't do anything they say. We can't speak to Congress. They won't respond to us and so on. But the fact of the matter is that last fall, due to your programming and others on the alternative talk radio circuit, we were able to really bombard the Senate, especially the Senate Judiciary Committee, at a crucial time when the hate bill was going through Judiciary. We were able to stop it dead in its tracks. And there is great evidence. I've seen it again and again in my efforts through the National Prayer Network to fight this anti-hate law legislation. That we do affect them. We do retard them and pull them back. They become cautious. They delay this kind of thing. And really, now is the opportune time again. In fact, I don't know exactly when this reform, the sex offender registration bill will come across the floor of the Senate. Probably only Bill Frist knows that, but it could be very soon. It could be tomorrow, literally, that Kennedy might be given his opportunity to stand to his feet and orate and call for a vote in the Senate. So sometime today, I would really love it if we could give out that toll-free number to Congress, and also my website, where I have 100 members of the U.S. Senate posted on my homepage.
Very good. Go ahead and give out your website and your information.
Yes, at truthtellers.org. That's www.truthtellers.org. I have the 100 members of the United States Senate. First thing to do is go to Truth Tellers and get that list. Now, here's the toll-free number to all 100 members of the Senate. It's 1-888-355-3588. Again, that toll-free number is 888-355-3588. And there is a backup number I'll just give you, which is not toll-free. It's the standard Capitol hotline. It's 202-225-3121. When you get the list from Truth Tellers, you just start at the top and call the toll-free number. You'll get the Capitol operator. Say, send me to the first senator on the list. And just give him this simple message. Please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate bill at 1145.
1145.
Yes, S-1145. Please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate bill. Now, they'll know exactly what you're talking about because Bill O'Reilly, last Thursday and also, I understand, last night, was attacking Kennedy. He and John Walsh of America's Most Wanted were really, really after Kennedy for blocking the way of what they view as children protecting legislation. And so everybody knows that Kennedy is kind of a dog in the road there who's blocking the way for the children's protecting legislation. So they'll know what you mean, that his hate bill should get out of the way, and the sex offenders registration actually go through.
Well, and we
now
have
it'll take,
yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it'll take about an hour and a half. It'll take an hour and a half of your time this week to make those 100 calls. Now, a lot of people can't do that to go to work early in the morning, but you can break that up in increments of, say, 10 or 15 calls a day. They average about, so you make one call, it's toll-free, but the actual time you spend with each senator's office is only about a minute with this short message. And you call the first senator, but once you've delivered your short message, don't hang up. You say, send me on to the next senator on the list.
And how exactly do you do that? Because it's been my experience when I called Capitol Hill, once you get somebody's office, they're not going to forward your call to anybody.
Well, I've done that, and they send you right back to the Capitol operator.
Okay.
Or on.
Okay,
yeah.
So the only thing you have to do is tell them, okay, give me back to the operator.
Yeah, give me back to the operator,
okay.
Or send me on. Yeah, sometimes they're reluctant to do that job themselves, but they'll keep you on the line, send you back to Capitol operator, and she will cheerfully send you on to the next senator.
All right, very good. And the non-toll-free number again?
Yes. Non-toll-free is 202-255-3121. Now, there is another toll-free number which I was told is operative in case the toll-free number is canceled, and sometimes they mysteriously drop out of sight in times of controversy like this. There is another toll-free number, which is 800-450-8293. Again, that's 800-450-8293 as a backup.
Okay, and my webmaster monitors the program. Danny, if you would do me a favor and post a story here on this hate crimes legislation and post the numbers on the front page of the website for the network, I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you, Danny. Now, Reverend, I want to get into the ramifications of this, because it isn't just talking about homosexuality, or isn't just talking about, Zionist or Pharisees or whatever the case may be. What is the far-reaching ramifications of this?
Well, this is the work, of course, of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And back around 1988, they, in their Hofstra conference in New York City, they had a big model hate crimes a competition among law students in the United States.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We've got to go to break. I'm sorry. We'll pick up that on the competition to see who can write the most draconian legislation. And I understand they actually wrote the bill for our Congress critters. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Are back. Thank you, Don Henley, for that. Had to grab a phone call during the break. Sorry about that, folks. We're with Reverend Ted Pike. We're talking about Senate Bill S-1145. And I want to give you these numbers again. This is a call to action. Okay, you people down here in Central Texas are listening to 12 or 13 FM stations down here. You've already heard this. But for the rest of the country, please pay attention. This is a call to action. This could possibly be, and I want to get into the ramifications of this, because we've become very politically correct. The homosexual lobby is huge. They're getting great help from people like the B'nai B'rith and other organizations. I don't have to tell you about the Jewish lobby that's in Washington, D.C. And I don't think that this is an accident, that this is they're ready to roll this out. We've defeated this year after year when it's come up. But I don't think this is an accident. And I think I can safely say, look for some action from our Congress critters on this, because apparently they're starting the run up to invade Iran. And I don't care how you cut it or what you believe out there. We are fighting Israel's enemies right now. OK, and they plan on expanding it throughout the Middle East. This is very, 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 very dangerous. So I want to caution people again. This is a call to action. I want you to call Washington, D.C., and here's the toll-free numbers. We're checking on that second toll-free number. For right now, I'll give you the 888-355-3588. The non-toll-free number is 202-255-3121. And this comes with...
John, it's 225, I think. You said 255.
Well, I asked you that before, and I corrected myself, and I wrote 255. I had 225.
Yeah, 225 is the
okay. 225-3121. And this is what you need to do, folks. This is very simple. It's going to take a little time out of your day. But if you do not do this, I am not one to run a neutered network, okay? Hate crimes, there is such a thing called the First Amendment. We don't have time in this hour to go through what Canada has gone through. You want to talk about a neutered people, they're not getting any information unless it's government-approved or ADL-approved in Canada. This is what you need to do. You need to get on the horn. Dial 888-355-3588. You need to go to, first of all, if you're not on the web, okay, this is what you need to do. When you call that toll-free number, ask that switchboard operator, first senator on the list, please let me have their office. You don't need to spend a whole lot of time. The only thing you have to tell them is do not vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crime bill, Senate Bill 1145. Repeat, Senate Bill 1145. You don't have to spend a whole lot of time on the phone. These people are not there to take seriously your complaints to begin with. So the faster you're in and you're out, you're on to the next senator on that list. Ask them to kick you back to the Senate switchboard, and they will do that, sometimes reluctantly, but insist on it. Please return me to the switchboard. Go to the next person on the list. You can do this blindly. You don't need the list in front of you. For you that are out there that have access to the Internet, this is what you need to do. You need to go to Truth Tellers, that's plural, truthtellers.org. On that site, Ted Pike has listed all 100 senators, and you can work off of that list. Folks, this is dangerous because today it's talking about subjects of Israel, homosexuality. We've already seen how the press out there has pandered and almost verbatim repeated each other's stories about the illegal invaders we have sitting in our country right now. So I'm here to express my concern that the next thing that might be on the list, well, you can't say anything about Mexicans, or you can't say anything about, or, you know, you can't criticize your president in time of war. You know, that does carry penalty. Or you may be inciting somebody to take action out there. You're inciting people. You're getting them excited. You're trying to create a political movement or whatever the case may be. I'm telling you this right now, folks, and I know this from the depths of my soul, that this is the nose inside the camel's tent. If we blink, we'll see the hump and the rump, and it'll be sitting right on your lap. Heed what I am telling you out there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't do this very often. I don't make calls for action very often, but I'm doing it today because they can shut down the Internet with this. They can shut down talk radio with this. They can shut down a lot of things with this. This is what we've always prided ourselves to have our own opinions and have the ability and the freedom to express them. That's what these people are after. They hate freedom, but they say they hate the haters. No, I hate anybody that goes against our constitutional republic, our Christian-founded constitutional republic, mind you. We'll be back with Ted Pike right after this. We'll take some of your calls, 800-313-9443. This is a call to action, folks. Get those little fingers dancing on your dial on your phone. We'll give out those numbers again before the end of the broadcast. We'll be right back with Reverend Ted Pike.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free. It requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I was just told during the break that in Canada, for you fine folks up there in Canada that still think freedom's a good idea, there's a lot of programming that they pull down from American satellites that is blacked out by their television or radio networks. And it's not uncommon to be watching Canadian television and all of a sudden your screen goes blank because there might be subject matter they just don't want their people to see in Canada. So we're not just talking about radio. We're talking about AM, FM radios. We're talking internet. We're talking satellite that heretofore the government couldn't touch because you know what, folks? You don't have to have a license from the FCC for a satellite. But all of this may change, and it may change overnight. And if you want to be kept in the dark in this country, they're going to pull the blinds down real fast if this hate crimes legislation goes through. They've already have it well established globally. They call it the International Network Against Cyber Hate. And isn't it ironic that we're doing the run-up here to go into Iran, and I do feel that this time around, without your people's support out there, you listening to my voice right now, that in order for the Bushy boys and all the rest of the PNAC and all the interested Israeli lobbyists and parties involved, that they must do this legislation and do it now, because this is going to get much uglier in the Middle East. But you know what? you won't be hearing about it. Expect this to happen. You'll get the controlled, spun, laundered news from where you're getting it right now, aside from this network. This is how important this is. The end of free speech. I'll tell you what, I'll be honest with you folks out there right now. They passed the hate crime laws in this country. This network is as dead as yesterday's news. And I sincerely mean that. And I see no reason whatsoever to keep doing it. Because for me, when they flip the switch, it's a call to arms. I will have no choice whatsoever. Because the only protection, the only umbrella of protection that we have is the truth. And we give you that by way of this network in the form of news. That umbrella of protection will be removed, and I'll be a hunted man in this country, I guarantee you. And this boy doesn't play patty cake with any federal agencies. So there it is. Make those phone calls today. 888-355-3588. Am I overstating the position, sir?
You certainly are not, John. That's a very powerful and prophetic warning and call to action to the listeners of RBN. You know, many of us have to go off to work early in the morning, and we can't make those calls, perhaps. But break it up. Break up the list of 100 senators into increments of 10 or 15 or 20. And during your lunch break, you can call 10 senators, you see, in only 10 minutes and work it off. But, you know, I'm kind of reminded of the founding fathers and mothers of this republic. They gave up their farms. They gave up their businesses and their reputations. They even gave up their entire lives in order to purchase the liberty which we take for granted today. Could you give an hour and a half this week to guarantee that freedom of speech will at least be preserved for another year and perhaps for years to come to your children and grandchildren?
Well, and this is a subject that I talked to prior to this broadcast today, Ted. We can stop the legislation, but they bring it up every year. The problem that I see with this is we're still hacking in the branches and we're not going to the root of the problem and killing this evil root. What I would like to see is I'd like to see the anti-Christian, anti-American, B'nai B'rith, ADL, I'd like to see the plug pulled on these people.
Absolutely, and I've been on probably about 265 talk shows in the last year and a half, and in all of them, as I have on your show, I do dramatize that ADL, the B'nai B'rith, are the architects of so-called anti-hate laws throughout the world. They established hate laws for 45 of the states. They are trying now to get the really big apple, which is the federal anti-hate law. Basically, what this will do is we will set up a dual justice system in the United States. We have our traditional Anglo-Saxon law, which says police have got to find substantial physical proof of a crime before they can arrest. But up in Canada, they have a dual system, and that's the hate crimes tribunal system. What that says is that if somebody's feelings have been hurt as a result of biased motivation on the part of a critic or a talk show host or a pastor, then a hate crime has occurred. You see, there's a very subjective, bias-motivated definition, and this is all very imponderable, very difficult to define, resulting in very long-term court cases, huge costs to the defendants. In Canada today, the average cost, if you are indicted for causing the feelings of a homosexual to be hurt, you could spend from $175,000 to $200,000 to save your freedom. And I could, as John says, we don't have time to give some of the horror stories that are happening in Canada. But Canada and other countries such as Germany and Scandinavian countries are a telescope into the future of where this federal hate bill is taking us. The very same people who established the hate law in Canada in 1971 are solidly behind this legislation, which could come literally to a vote in the Senate any day now.
Well, and the question I have for you, Ted, is if we call on this, are they going to tell you, well, that's not up for a vote? How is it that we can impress upon those people with that 30-second or one-minute phone call to Washington, D.C., to our Congress critters up there? What do we do to impress upon them? We don't care whenever this vote comes up. We don't want it.
We've had a lot of publicity here just in the last several weeks. We've had two big programs on O'Reilly, when O'Reilly and John Walsh and even, I understand, last night a U.S. senator was critical of Kennedy. So everybody is sensitized there in Congress today to the fact that Kennedy is blocking what is described as child-protecting legislation. He's being viewed as an ogre and someone who's only self-serving. They know what you're talking about. They know about Kennedy's hate bill, which is standing in the road of progress. And so it'll get through. Strictly speaking, yes, it hasn't been a call to a vote on the Senate. But just see, this could happen in 1 hour. And I was told by Frist's office that, in fact, he could introduce the sex offender's bill literally instantaneously. Even while Kennedy's off in the lavatory, he could try to bring it in 2 minutes, get it passed. That's how fast it could come in. So we have to act preemptively here rather than waiting and reacting once it's passed.
Once it's passed, there's no bringing it back. There has never been, I don't think, an executive order. And there have been thousands of them that they rigged this thing that they can write an executive order or a presidential directive. If it's not challenged by the Congress or the senators, congressmen or senators, it becomes law within 60 days.
Yeah. Well, you see, I'm talking about passed in the Senate. It's been passed in the House, but if it's passed in the Senate, it will go to conference between the House and the Senate. But I've pretty much lost my confidence in the House Republican conferees. In years past, they have stood in the gap and they have been able to strip off the hate bill when it was passed in the Senate. But we had an abysmal performance this fall by the House Republicans. None of them stood to their feet and stood up for liberty and even challenged the hate bill, and it was passed in only 45 minutes in the House. So we can't count on conference as a possible stopgap. We can't, of course, count on President Bush. In the early years of his administration, he said he would sign some kind of modified hate crimes law. So now is the time, literally, for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country, make those calls today and tomorrow. Let's just literally blitz Kennedy's coalition. Let them know in no uncertain terms that we will not stand for a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada's being established in the United States.
What has been the effect in Europe? They have 55 members through this ADL network. What has been the chilling effect in these countries that they have passed the hate crimes?
Well, let's just take Germany, for instance. I got an email from a Catholic priest, and he said he was in imminent danger now of going to prison, being indicted for being part of a right-to-life anti-abortion a movement there in Germany. He says there is literally no protest against abortion because it's now considered a hate crime in Germany to criticize homosexuality. Not only is it a hate crime to criticize numbers of the Holocaust or doubt the Holocaust, so-called proofs of the ovens and all of that, but it's a hate crime to criticize abortionist doctors or nurses or people, women who are going to have an abortion. And similarly, I got another email just a couple days ago about a publisher who had a bookstore in Spain who was doing nothing more than selling books, who questioned the accuracy of the 6 million figure. He is now in jail today. But all over, there are all kinds of accounts, England, throughout the Netherlands. In the Netherlands, in fact, in Holland today, I have a sister-in-law who is Dutch, and she just got a note from her relatives in Holland, and they said, please, please convey this message to the people of America to never let hate crimes get established in America. See, they're religious, and they said it's now a hate crime for their pastor to even criticize adulterers in his congregation.
For organizations like the B'nai B'rith that hate Christianity so much, is it a stretch of the imagination that this could affect Christian programming? Could that not be an incitement? Because we know the Bible, even though we may not be able to speak the words, we know what Jesus Christ said about laying down with another man. Could this be also considered hate speech? And wasn't there something that happened in our own U.S. House to declare certain things to be hateful?
Well, up in Canada today, Dr. James Dobson's broadcasts are censored every day. They are monitored. I had an extensive conversation with Dobson's people. They're a B.C. office in Langley, B.C. They say every broadcast that comes in every day from Dr. Dobson has to be gone over with a fine-tooth comb. If it contains any criticism of homosexuality in specific terms, it cannot be shown in Canada. They will routinely go through their file and find a video, an audio that is free of any criticism. And I have mentioned on previous broadcasts how a radio station up in Quebec City, a Choi FM, C-H-O-I-F-M, one of their talk show hosts did nothing more than criticize African dictators who did not have such intellectual resources in their countries in Canada. They had to send their children to be educated in Canadian universities. This was considered a speech crime, and Choi FM lost its broadcasting license for that and a couple of other minor infractions of the hate crimes laws.
Without any hype, Ted Pike, this is literally George Orwell's 1984.
Yes, it is. And this has been going on since 1971 in Canada. And, of course, our media in the United States has completely eliminated any concern, any attention being given to what has happened in Canada. In fact, I have a talk show host friend who has a friend in the national media. You would recognize him instantly. All Americans would. A top commentator in one of the major networks. And he called him last year and he said, so-and-so, why aren't you giving some emphasis to the danger of the hate crimes laws? And he said, Bill, I can't do that because I get a list. I have a list which I get down from network headquarters, and it says that hate crimes cannot be mentioned in the media on this network, otherwise I'll lose my job. So we have a tremendous media blackout on this subject.
That's financial terrorism. I mean, let's call Mr. Yeah. Chertoff from Homeland Security and report a terrorism
right.
event.
Right. Well, the reality is that the ADL and these evil Jewish leaders, B'nai B'rith and so on, the whole cluster of them dominating our media, dominating the government, dominating finance, on and on, they have the ability, you see. They're kind of like the masters of the spigot. They control the spigot of information which gets to the American people. And if they want to turn on the news or turn it off any way they want to, it's their prerogative. This is a truly, truly astonishing fact that these evil Jewish leaders have been in control of the media in the United States, both television and radio, as well as the major periodicals and newspapers, clear back going back to the beginning of the century.
Well, and I've got a message for the talk show host out there, and I don't care what side of the aisle you think you're sitting on. If you're not talking about this subject, you are failing your audience. You are failing this country because this is the one issue that could strike at the very core of the First Amendment, free speech, expression, ideas, exchange of information. If you are not talking about this, you are in default of being a true American.
Absolutely.
There's no other way to say that.
That's right. And there are some talk show hosts who are just kind of standing by, waiting to see what happens. Well, we can't wait to see what happens in this, and especially in your business, John. You depend on your prerogative to speak the whole truth as you understand it. That's what free speech talk radio is all about. Now, talk radio will always exist, but not free speech talk radio. That's a unique improvisation of the last 15 or 20 years here in the United States. It's a very, very, very precious one. But it's very, very dangerous to these evil Jewish leaders because it knows no boundaries. This program, of course, is
Ted, you just hit it right there. A lot of these talk show hosts won't do it because they're afraid of a supposed Jewish backlash. And let us clarify for the record here, Mr. Pike. You know, I've heard a lot of talk here about, oh, well, it's the church in Rome, or it's the black pope, it's this, it's that, or it's the other.
Yeah.
Let me just put it to the listening audience out there as succinctly as I possibly can. It wasn't the Jesuits around in Rome that hung Jesus Christ, the Son of God, on the cross. Okay?
No.
The very same Pharisees have been operating unencumbered for thousands of years. Thousands of years. And I'll tell you what, I have a hard time sometimes expressing exactly how I want to say things and the way I really feel without going over the edge. But I am here to tell you, your silence is condemnation of this country, of its religious roots. It's Christian. Let me clarify that. It's Christian roots. You're flying in the face of the First Amendment out there. You're not protecting anything. And if you don't speak up, if you do not speak up, you better start looking for another job.
Right. Well, what I've been battling for years, literally, is a fear of the ADL, because not only talk show hosts, but the new right, the conservative right, and the evangelical right are all aware that the ADL is just underneath the surface of this whole hate crimes agenda.
Absolutely.
If they go after this privileged baby, privileged legislative project of ADL B'nai B'rith, ADL will turn off.
We got a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
All right, I just want to remind folks that Saturday, a reckoning in Crawford, Texas. I'm going to have Terry Anderson on the program tomorrow. We'll be suspending that Thursday sit-in for my show. I will have Terry Anderson with us tomorrow, and I will be up there Saturday with film crew in hand up in Crawford, Texas. And this is over the invasion, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pretty big dog that's wagging that tail. But it's an issue that will be addressed And I've spent, 3 days on that issue. We're going to be spending some more time in the next hour with my guest, Jim Gilchrist. But back to the subject at hand here. Let me squeeze in one caller here with Ted Pike. Go ahead, John in California. He dropped. Well, that's great. Good timing, John. At any rate, Ted, let me give out the information again.
Yes.
And the toll-free number, and this is what we're asking you to do, ladies and gentlemen. Take these toll-free numbers. By the way, we checked on the secondary, the backup toll-free number, and it does work. So we're going to give you both toll-free numbers for the state capitol and also the non-toll-free number. If you've got one of those interesting unlimited minutes arrangements, please use it. Here's the numbers. Please write them down. 888-355-3588. Again, 888-355-3588. The backup toll-free is 800-450-8293. I say again, 800-450-8293. And the non-toll-free, 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. Mr. Pike's website, and he has all of the 100 senators listed. And remember that Mr. Kennedy, the only guy that I know that can kill somebody in a drunk stupor and get off, this is a test to the character of this man. Forget that he's so far left-leaning, he's fallen over of his own dead weight. And I'd like to know what he's pickling his brain with anymore. Evidently, it's not alcohol. He's on something stronger. The Senate bill is Senate Bill 1145. Go to that website, truthtellers.org. You can have the list, all 100 senators. If you do not have access to the Internet, it doesn't matter. It doesn't stop you. Call those toll-free numbers. Tell that switchboard operator, give me the first one on the list for the Senate offices. When you get on there, only spend 30 seconds or a minute. We don't want to eat up too much time. And then tell them when you're done, tell them, please switch me back to the switchboard. Some of them, most of them will do it. Some of them won't. You might have to call again. But again, it's a toll-free. That's why we gave you the primary and the backup. Anything else, Mr. Pike?
Of course, you can go to your public library and get that list as well if there's any other problems.
There you go.
So we, John, we do stand at a very pivotal moment here. Again, a national crisis, I believe. It's time that everyone who loves freedom and who cares about the free speech of themselves, their children, and their grandchildren, we just have to come to those phones, make the efforts tomorrow and today to get through, because it does make a difference. We've proven it time and time again, and I'm going to be here for the duration. I'm going to be here, as I know you are, John, calling the people to the action of preserving freedom.
Absolutely. Well, and you've been the vanguard. You've been the point man on this. You're one of the very few individuals that has taken up the lead on this, and you've worked it and worked it and worked it. Now Mr. Pike needs your help. He needs my help. He needs everybody's help on this deal. Reverend Ted Pike, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you so much, John, for having me.
All righty. Thank you. All right, second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. My guest, Jim Gilchrist, head of the Minuteman, will be heading for Crawford, Texas this Saturday. Be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.